SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Girl Scout cookie season is here, but these yummy treats serve a greater purpose than just sabotaging our diets. Here to tell us more is Cynthia Brunig, President and CEO of the Girl Scouts of San Gorgonio. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Cynthia, start by giving us an overview of Girl Scouting in general. What does this organization do?
Well, we're a female leadership organization. We've been doing it for well over 100 years. And at this point, 50 million American women living today were Girl Scouts, and almost all of our female leadership comes from the Girl Scouts. So whether it's all the secretaries of state, 71% of our senators, 90% of our tech leadership, 90% of our astronauts, all Girl Scouts. However, I will say my parents did not sign me up for Girl Scouts when I was a little girl so that I would be the next Secretary of State. They signed me up for the same things that parents sign their girls up for today, and that's fun and friendship and learning to be brave.
I was involved in Girl Scouts growing up, but I think perhaps my greatest contribution to the Girl Scout organization is getting my mom involved with the Girl Scouts. I started as a brownie. My mom was not a troop leader, but she was always volunteering with my troop. And then when my troop bridged to juniors, that was when my mom took over as troop leader and absolutely fell in love with it. She was my troop leader for all 3 years of juniors. My sister is 5 years younger than me. When my sister was old enough to become a Daisy, my mom was her troop leader, and she stayed as my sister's troop leader throughout my sister's entire elementary, junior high, high school experience. When I bridged from juniors to cadets, my mom was not my troop leader for cadets, and I joined a troop of girls who I didn't know any of them. They went to a different school. And I felt like as a junior, we did a lot of camping trips and hiking and outdoor cooking type of activities. But when I went to this other troop, we went to Glen Ivy Spa and we went to a hair salon. And I mean, we went to a women's self-defense class. And it was such a different experience from the things that I had done in my mom's troop. Can you talk about how Girl Scouting can be customized not only toward the age of the girls, but also their different interests?
The volunteers that are longtime Girl Scouts themselves often became troop leaders because their girls were interested in Girl Scouts. And then the benefits for those women is incredible. Your mother is still involved with Girl Scouts and is now our archivist at the Redlands office. I mean, it's a lifelong commitment. What I wanted to say is it's a unique relationship between these troop leaders and the girls. That's where the magic happens. And it's happening today just like when I was a little girl. I mean, my parents didn't have much in the way of a lot of cultural exposure. My grandmother was illiterate. My parents were interested in me having all the experiences in the world. But it was my troop leader, when I was 5 years old, that held my face in her hand and said, "Cindy, you seem like a little girl that's interested in art. Would you like to go to a museum?" I didn't even know what that was. So our whole troop went because of my interest and because they really saw me and what was possible. And that played out. And this is not an unusual story. In a graduate degree in museum studies, I'm the first college graduate in my family. And then a many, many decades long career as a museum executive. That's the magic of Girl Scouting. Really seeing a girl, understanding her unique interests, and then opening doors for that to happen. That happened way back in my day. It happened in 1912 with Juliet Gordon Lowe, our founder, and it happened with you.
Tell us about the skills and qualities that are developed as a result of being involved in Girl Scouts.
You know, we're the largest girl-led and girl experience for women throughout the world. We're the largest in the world with financial literacy, with opening doors for girls, and it's absolutely limitless. I mean, Girl Scouts, depending on their interests and their troop leaders' passions, are looking, they're following their passion for underwater robotics, cybersecurity, and deep training in science. We have a strong outdoor program, we always have. Now it's environmental education and pursuing green jobs in the economy. And it ranges. Little kids like me are going up to camp and can spend a week painting with instructors and yet be in the gorgeous outdoors and working on landscape painting. We have a Girl Scout choir. We travel. Those cookies open doors like you can't believe. So much of the money goes back to the troop, directly back to the girls, and they're having adventures. They're exploring the world. This year, if they sell 5,500 boxes, they're going to Greece. There's always an international trip, so that will be a cruise. We also have a drawing this year. This is something new for us. So for every 500 boxes that the girls sell, they get a ticket, and then there's an opportunity drawing, and 10 of them will go on a Disney cruise, and then with their customized experiences at the Kennedy Space Center, because we have friends there that are making it extraordinary. The girls are seeing the world.
Let's talk about the Girl Scout cookie program. When did this begin?
Well, you know, we were founded in 1912, and then 5 years later in Oklahoma, a group of girls, they actually were older girls, they were teenagers, decided they needed to raise some money for some travel and service projects. And so they baked the cookies and then sold them at their high school. And then everybody thought, well, that's a great idea. Let's start making cookies. So they were made at home for a long time. And then we started going door to door. And then by the 1930s, they were commercially produced. And there was a die cut for the trefoil, which we still sell today. And it was basically a little butter cookie that's delicious, of course, but it had the trefoil design. So that was by the 1930s. And today, we have two commercial bakers that we work with, one in Kentucky and another in Indiana. And they, as councils, and San Gregorio is, of course, a separate council, a separate 501c3, we have contracts with the cookie bakers, and we can choose between the two bakers.
What do proceeds from these cookie sales go to support?
Well, 74% goes directly back to girls and girl programming, and it can be in the form of what we call a cookie dough, which is basically a credit card for the girls, and they can use it for camp and travel and all sorts of activities. And then there's some that goes back to their troops, so the girls, the troops, their regions for programs and so forth, and then camps and so forth. That's 74% of the money goes directly back to the girls. And by the way, all of that stays in the local economy. 5% is for overhead. And then 21% goes back to the bakers. That's the cost of the cookie itself.
What lessons do the girls learn from this cookie program?
Well, you know, it's the largest financial literacy program in the world and the history of the world for females. So they're running their own businesses. They develop their plans. They set their goals. They do their projections. They learn all about business ethics. They learn about resiliency and how you meet and greet people, how you handle no, because they get at least 20 no's for every yes, mm-hmm. for every box of cookies. So it becomes the fiber of who they are. I mean, you sold cookies, right?
I sure did.
Of course you did. So did I. You may recall in your experiences and looking back at it, these life-changing interchanges that you have. I certainly remember, you know, Cindy, long black braids standing in front of a lady's door. By the way, back in my day, because I'm quite a bit older than you, we didn't have the safety precautions we have now. Now, door-to-door, the girls get training. They know to knock, to step back. There's an adult with them. But at any rate, I'm out there with my little red wagon, and I come to a door, and there's an older woman who says, no, thank you. And I remember thinking, I wonder why. And so I started talking to her. And for me, that was life-changing. It's a lady at the door that's already rejected me, and I engage her in conversation. And obviously, she wound up buying cookies from me, but that actually wasn't my purpose. It was about human communication and interacting. Mm-hmm. And seeing the potential in other human beings.
What are some of the things that you have seen Girl Scouts do with proceeds earned from selling Girl Scout cookies that really stand out to you?
Well, the travel, they're going all over creation, which is great. Yeah. But the activities, the camps, they're visiting national parks. They get a pass to the national parks. We have all sorts of field trips. You can adopt a panda through your cookie sales. You get technology and on and on. I'm an outdoor girl. I love the outdoors. And one of the things I'm proudest of is that through their cookie sales, they're able to pay their way to camp. And so we have three gorgeous camps and really active programs, horses and art and looking at the stars and learning about science and fully engaged. I love our camps.
Tell us about this year's sale. What varieties of cookies are available? When is our last day to buy Girl Scout cookies? Where can we buy them? All of that.
Well, let's see. We have the 8 traditional, of course, Thin Mints, popular, and Caramel Delights. Now, they have a different name if you have a different baker. But here, Caramel Delights are chocolate and delicious and coconut and so forth. Lemonades and on. They're the traditional ones that you know. Peanut butter patties. There's peanut butter sandwiches. There's the trefoils and so forth. We also have a gluten-free cookie, which is unbelievably good. It's just so delicious. So we have the traditionals plus the gluten-free. And what was the rest of your question? I'm sorry.
When is our last day to buy cookies?
Oh, yes. That's March 16th. That's Sunday. And the girls will be out at the booths until 8 o'clock. And so if you want to find Girl Scout cookies, you can go to our website, just San Gregorio Council, or even just find Girl Scout cookies, and it will take you to a page that asks for your zip code so that it'll tell you where you can buy your cookies closest to where you are.
So the night before the Super Bowl, I was on my way to teach line dancing at Whiskey River, but I had gone to Stater Brothers to buy ingredients for what I was going to make for the Super Bowl. And as I was leaving, there was a Girl Scout troop out selling cookies. And of course, I was like, well, you got to buy some Girl Scout cookies. So I get in line. And the woman ahead of me, when she gets up to the front, she just starts yapping. She's telling them, I work down the street. I just want to support you guys. How long are you guys out here? And blah, blah, blah. And I didn't think she was going to buy any cookies. And I was thinking, hey, you want to support the Girl Scout cookies? Let the people buy their cookies. But I also had so much respect for her because she not only eventually did buy a couple boxes of Girl Scout cookies, but also she was engaging with the girls. Mm-hmm. What types of conversations would you like to see people have with the Girl Scouts when they're buying these cookies?
I would like for them to ask the girls what they're learning in Girl Scouts. Mm-hmm. Which I often do myself. I'm at a lot of booths, as you can imagine. And of course, I buy cookies too. I don't have them just as free handouts in the trunk of my car, which I get asked a lot. But I buy cookies too. But I want to know what the girls' experiences are. I want to know what their goals are. Because in the 1990s, we started introducing girl-friendly rewards, things that they were interested in, travel, technology, and all sorts of experiences. So I'm very interested in their goals. I also want them to be able to answer and help me understand as a customer, if I'm not able to eat them or I'm not interested in eating them, how can I support Girl Scouts? And what do you do if I make a donation? Because we have a very, very large eye care program. And what the eye care is that you donate cookies to our first responders and to our military. And since that started about 15 years ago in San Gregorio, and since then we've distributed 1.3 million boxes to the community, primarily the military and our heroes. But the girls also get to vote on who they would like to make the donation to. So I often ask, who did your troop decide to donate their cookies to this year when their donations? So I hear shelters, I heard the VA on Saturday when I was out and about. I hear firefighters. I hear homeless shelters, and especially women's shelters. And it's just the purpose of that is spreading kindness throughout the community.
You mentioned that there's a flavor of Girl Scout cookies that is gluten-free. Well, I'm vegan, so sometimes people are so sweet, and they're very concerned about my ability to eat Girl Scout cookies. And I'm able to assure them, yes, there are a couple of flavors of Girl Scout cookies that are vegan-friendly. Can you tell us about some of the varieties of Girl Scout cookies that are appropriate for people with dietary restrictions?
Well, they're all kosher, number one. And also because we really teach our girls and encourage them to speak out if they see problems. So a few years ago, they really got after trans fat. So we removed the trans fat. And then they got after palm oil. So now all of that is for sustainable, no child labor. It has to have the green palm and so forth. So the girls really monitor that and make sure that we're doing our best.
Now, I understand that there's one flavor that is going into retirement after this year. Can you tell us about
that? That's the Toastier. And it's so funny because I often, when I go and buy cookies, I'll buy a box to give to the girls. So I'm always asking what their favorite is. And this Saturday, almost every girl said Toastier. And I thought, oh, dang, that's the one that we're not going to have next year, which is a delicious cookie. It's a little like French toast.
Oh, okay. What is your favorite cookie?
Oh, that's so interesting. It kind of varies year to year. I'm kind of into the lemonades right now. It's a delicious sugar cookie with a lemonade frosting. It's a pretty good size cookie, and it makes the best ice cream sandwiches.
I'm speaking with Cynthia Brunig, president and CEO of the Girl Scouts of San Gorgonio. How can girls get involved in Girl Scouting?
Well, they can either call us or they can go to our website, San Gregorio, and we can help place them in a troop. They can also be a Juliet, which is an independent Girl Scout, where they have all the experiences and all the programs, the ability to go to our camps and so forth, but they operate independently. So right now we have the troop model and also the Juliet model.
And how can adult girls get involved with Girl Scouting?
Oh, I love that, because our heart and soul, and it really, the whole program is empowered by volunteers. We have thousands of them that are active mentors in their troops. And those that, like your mom, are still dedicated Girl Scouts and helping in other ways, like being our archivist, because we have an incredible collection. Mm-hmm. They just need to call us. And by calling us, you reach customer care, and we tell you how to be engaged with us.
What are the qualities that you think make a great troop leader?
Well, I think the ability to listen and to hear the girls so that they're ever in sync with the needs of the girls. Girl Scouts is constantly evolving. The Girl Scouts of my youth is not the same Girl Scouts today. We certainly didn't have coding, robotics, STEM, and it's much more intentional in ways that we couldn't have even imagined. We're constantly evolving. And the leaders have to sync with the girls, today's girls, what their needs are. For example, especially after COVID, we saw the need for more mental health work. Mm-hmm. And the leaders have been incredibly instrumental in being a bridge for communication, engagement. Some girls became socially isolated, and bringing all of the best of what we have to offer into rich relationship and friendship, sisterhood. But the magic of Girl Scouts is really about our troop leaders.
Of course, it is Girl Scout cookie season. So tell us again where we can find out how we can buy some Girl Scout cookies.
Well, yeah, we're going to be at most of your local stores, without a doubt. But to be specific, if you go to our website, San Gregorio, or really just type in find Girl Scout cookies, it's going to take you to a website that asks for your zip code, and then it's going to tell you where we're selling cookies close to you.
And anything else you think we should know?
Well, it's something I'm super proud of, and that's the community support. They really understand that Girl Scouts is more than the cookie. The cookie powers what we're able to do, what we're able to achieve. So for several years, we've had the highest per girl average. That means they sell more boxes on average than any place else. We're the highest in the country because of the community support. So get this, last year our per girl average was 542 boxes. That's a
wow.
Huge number, and way above anybody else. And it's because of the community support. They love our girls, they support our girls, and they stand for women and girls.
Thank you so much for coming in today. As we wrap up this interview, I thought it appropriate if we finish with the Girl Scout promise. Is that okay?
Sure.
Are we holding up our hands?
I love it. You're putting up the symbol of Girl Scouts.
On my honor, I will try to serve God and my country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law.
That's something that the girls recite at every meeting. And we do it at our board meetings because that's the core of who we are.